Registrar's reference, District Court reference, D3095/10, 10 a.m. on the 4th of March 2011, Karam, His Honour, District Court Judge Kerry O'Brien, in the matter of Matthews against Reed and another. This is an appearance and submission number 3 by Russell Matthews. There exist a number of aspects to this matter. Your Honour must be cognizant of these aspects. This basic charge is an abusive process by Shane Hunter of the Commonwealth DPP. The fact that I am disabled means this charge is also discrimination against me on the basis of my disability. In my initial general submission to the District Court, with URL, Karam DCJ Kerry John O'Brien, AO, for mention, 28th of January 2011, I mentioned numerous highly relevant aspects. The District Court transcript of the mention on 28th of January 2011 shows that Your Honour apparently found my submission a too lengthy document to read, and accordingly Your Honour asked Shane Hunter to interpret and filter my submission for yourself, especially as to what was relevant. Shane Hunter is clearly at least biased. He is prosecuting an abusive process and concurrently discriminating against me on the basis of my disability, but has advocate's immunity. Shane Hunter should have resisted the temptation to continue his discrimination against me on the basis of my disability. His accession to Your Honour's request was, I submit, further disability discrimination of me by Shane Hunter. As Your Honour was, on the occasion of 28th of January 2011, adverse to reading my submission, I shall keep this short and further record my reading of it, plus put that audio recording on the internet, and refer the District Court Registry to the URL of the recording as well as the text of this appearance by me and submission. Any internet visitor who happens upon this recording and wishes to view all documentation, I suggest they Google Hague Report, District Court, Kerry O'Brien, D3095/10. I refer Your Honour to the initial general submission to the District Court, Karam DCJ Kerry John O'Brien, AO, for mention 28th of January 2011, which I hereby incorporate in this submission and do require it to be on the record. The District Court should, as a first step, ensure that my special needs consequent upon my disability are accommodated. Further, the District Court should ensure that as the CDPP is appearing before this court, and the CDPP is subject to the UN's Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, then the District Court is also subject to the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities while the CDPP is appearing before it. If the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities is not honoured, then the District Court could well be permitting the Commonwealth of Australia to break the law. It cannot permit anyone to break the law. This is further detailed in my previously referenced initial general submission to the District Court. I have substantial brain damage. I fatigue very readily and quickly. I have to cope. To cope, I live my life as a simple routine. Any disruption of that simple routine has a devastating effect upon me and amounts to unlawful disability discrimination of me. My computer, broadband and the internet is my major disability aid and a major part of my routine. Because I am disabled with brain damage, I have been the target and subject of repeated acts of discrimination and fraud. This has included the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission, HREOC, as it was circa 1990, under the auspices of Quentin Bryce. The HREOC, under the auspices of Quentin Bryce, perpetrated fraud against me, Karam Kevin Patrick O'Connor, when he was Privacy Commissioner. In 1992, in the Federal Court, Karam Jeffrey Ernest John Spender, when Quentin Bryce was a defendant, Patsy Mary Wolfe, then a barrister and close personal friend of Quentin Bryce, appeared as counsel for HREOC and others. Patsy Wolfe breached professional conduct, caucused with Spender, and committed major malpractice to my detriment and to give me an undeserved bad reputation. The present CDCJ Wolfe would not be expected to wish her professional misconduct to become public. Other people are aware of this and have continually acted against my interests, no doubt to weaken me to prevent CDCJ Wolfe's previous malpractice Karam Spender becoming public. I am determined that CDCJ Wolf, Chief District Court Judge Wolf's previous malpractice Karam Spender will become public. Because of your honours being judge administrator, a reasonably informed bystander would expect that your honour would have the closest professional relationship to the Chief District Court Judge of any District Court Judge. And as on the public record, you both have a mutually respectful relationship. That bystander could reasonably expect that your honour would have a higher regard for her that could affect your honour's judgment. That is my submission.